We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:16 on this Wednesday morning, July 21st. It's going to be typical summertime today. And our WWL opinion poll, you can go to WWL.com and cast your ballot in a couple of minutes. We'll have it up there. And I was just a little bugged by the amount of coverage that this Jeff Bezos thing got yesterday. Because I asked Dave, and a little bit ago, and I welcome in our guest here, David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. I asked him if they knew who James Irwin was or who Charles Duke was, and they said no, and they walked on the moon. And it just seems, you know, I'm not trying to be a chronic complainer here or anything, David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, but it just seems as though if I'm sitting there having walked on the moon and came back alive, I'm getting a little swollen watching this coverage of Jeff Bezos. What do you think?
I think so. I was going to say, I don't know about you, but for me, anybody who walked on the moon, they're heroes. I mean, they ought to be considered American heroes. Yes, and these ought to be people who are, you know, I can't think of the superlatives, like iconic, you know, hero, et cetera, like that. I mean, Bezos, along with, what was his name, Branson the other day. Yeah. You know, this is sort of the stunt of billionaires, you know, and they get all this coverage for doing stuff like that. Well, heck, if you got all this money that you can basically, you know, go fly yourself into space or something like that, I got a better idea for the use of your money. You know, give it to the American Red Cross. Give it to charities. You know, help some people or something like that. And don't indulge your own, your own ego or something like that.
Can't disagree with you. You just summed it up. What did you say? How did you phrase it? The first thing you said? Whatever you said, it was good, though. And that's why it's just, you know, this guy walked on the moon and came back, and we don't know who they are using 1960s technology. But anyway, let's talk about the infrastructure bill.
I think I said they're heroes. They're American heroes.
American heroes, like that. Yeah.
That's right.
Infrastructure bill. Chuck Schumer saying it's not a fish or cut bait moment. It's only a signal that the Senate is ready to get the process started. So while we don't want to go too far into the weeds, it is important to understand the workings of the U.S. Senate as we approach this, correct?
Correct. Now, remember, under normal conditions, for normal bodies, majority rule wins, you know, which means you get 50% plus one, you win. That's supposed to be the rule in the Senate, but because there's something called the filibuster in place, it changes things. The filibuster says that if one senator wants to say, I don't want this to be voted on, I don't like it, he or she can prevent the Senate from voting on something unless there gets 60 votes to basically end the filibuster. Now, in a different era, let's go back to the 1960s again, we were landing people on the moon. We had a lot more consensus in our political system. Republicans and Democrats voted together. Now they don't. And what's happened over the last 20 years is that in the Senate, effectively, it's no longer majority rule, but it's what? Get 60 votes to do anything. Now make it more complicated. There's a big exception to the filibuster, and it's called reconciliation. The rule set, if you're trying to do something with the budget, all you need is a simple majority vote. And that that exception, you can drive, you could drive a Jeff Bezos spaceship through. And that's what they're going to try to do on this, is either first hope that with this infrastructure bill, they've got bipartisan agreement, which means they don't have to go to reconciliation. But worst comes the worst. They may try to turn this around and stick it into a budget bill and do it that way and get around having to worry about the 60 votes. That's a lot I just said there. Yeah.
Well, it is. And so we're going to take a break and reflect on this and try to absorb all of this. They're going to try to do it with they hope that the Republican, wait, let me phrase this correctly. They're going to hope that the Republican, that they'll be able to use a filibuster, but they really know that the Republicans are not going to let that happen with the motion for cloture. So it's going to wind up going to reconciliation. Is that a summation pretty much?
Possibly, but I think the original plan Biden wanted is a real bipartisan bill where you would get the votes from both sides and not have the threat of filibuster. It's just not clear right now where they are.
And speaking of both sides, there are two. We have a bicameral legislature, right? There are two houses. Nancy Pelosi factors into this with on the House in terms of connecting bills. We'll talk about that when we come back. 6:21, time for traffic now on WWL.
I'll start with the last point. I think he gets something, but it's going to be nowhere near what Bernie Sanders, AOC, or Nancy Pelosi wants. I think, again, this is crystal balling here. It'll be still pretty big, probably about $1 trillion on some infrastructure. It'll be very traditional roads, bridges, highways. I think he gets that. And what's going to happen today is at the start of the debate where the Democrats will try to add a few things. The Republicans will try to take away from the infrastructure bill. But they're still fighting over how to pay for it, too. So I think Schumer's correct in saying this is the beginning of a discussion on how to do it. But I do think there is actually some genuine chance we can actually pass this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.